Child, golden child, golden child, golden child, golden child, golden child.
Wow, it's hot here in the Love Shack. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
How's everybody going? How's everybody's day? How's everybody's coming into the new year? First show coming into the new year. Welcome. I'm your host and sound engineer, DJ Shaw Money. And I'm back. Back off a break. I just came off of college. I'll probably go back pretty soon. Trying to come back, do some radio shows for you guys. Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to come and say hi, happy New Year's. I hope you guys had a great New Year's. I hope you guys stick to your New Year's resolution. And everything, and hope everything goes good for everybody. Today, I'm going to play a lot of songs. In between playing songs, I'm going to do Would You Rather and just express myself on how I'm doing. Maybe talk about the college experience of life. Again, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And again, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Again, I'm your sound engineer. I'm your sound engineer and host, DJ Shaw Money. We're going to get back into this lo-fi a little bit, and then we're going to play some songs. Yeah.
You need me. The bird's nest, leap of faith, but my wings didn't work yet. Fell to the ground and the pain was the worst, yeah, yeah. That's a lesson I ain't learned yet, stripe I ain't earned yet. Gotta get knocked down twice so the third gon' hurt less. Got to the church steps, couldn't take the first step. I need help, I need some guidance, somebody controlling it. Got me a Bible, I took it right home with me. Put it right next to my bed and I said that I'd read it. The truth is I ain't even open it. If I'm being honest, I don't even pray. I need somebody to show me the way. I need somebody to tell me that nothing is wrong with me. Saying that I need help. Everything around me is falling to pieces. I cannot even remember what pieces. Feel like I'm slipping right into the deep end. Looking for reasons. I needed help. I said it. What's step two? Got me looking for the next move. Cause they keep saying that I could be rescued. The chains could be let loose. Says who? Boxed it away, but the stress grew. Put a lock in a chain, but it crept through. Yeah, I got regrets too. Got a lot of things I could confess to. I put it in a letter, but I don't know who to send to. Pride talk, that's my ego. Thinking I'm my own God. Yes, I had it dethroned. Thought I had it in control till I hit a steep slope. Thought I had the tree of life. Never let the seeds grow. All I needed was some hope. All along had it right next to my bed. Opened the book with my son and I read in the hopes that one day that he doesn't feel shame when he says I need help. Everything around me is falling to pieces. I need help. I cannot even remember what pieces. I need help. Feel like I'm slipping right into the deep end. I need help. I'm looking for reasons.
That was I Need Help by Connor Price and Nick Day. Great song. One of my favorites. Like I was saying at the beginning of the show, I'm probably going to talk a little bit about college and things that's gone through my life. Going to college and stepping a little bit back from Clubhouse and just like it being a new year. And as we get going in our show, between our hour, I will play games like Would You Rather, Don't Click That Button, and stuff like that. As I give you guys more songs and stuff. Please, deal with me. I'm a little rusty here. So, going to college, it's a really fun experience so far for me. A little stressful, but that's just with life in general. I made a lot of friends along the way. And remember a couple months ago when I made my last show, or maybe not last show. Well, technically it's not my last show now, talking to you guys. So at the time, we thought it was going to be my last show. I thought I wasn't going to come back, but I came back. And coming back, I realized, wow, I've been through a lot in the past couple months. Like, I made a lot of friends, and I wasn't expecting. Like, I thought I was going to go to college, be the loner, you know, just vibe to myself, like, be by myself, do what I had to do, do a semester, get in, get out, you know, and it just didn't go like that the way I thought. It actually went way better. I made a friend group. I stayed more than a semester. I'm actually on my second. I'm actually about to go back, and it's just a cool environment. I'm doing culinary, gotta take a couple classes over, but besides that, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it to get my degree, and then when everything is said and done, I want to come back here, make a little shop, and then go over to the next town over here and make a little shop. you know, just so, like a mom and pop shop, you know? Because I feel like a lot of those nowadays are missing, and the majority are all smoke shops. But besides that, I don't know if you guys really want to hear me rant about it, but it's Clubhouse Radio. It's what we do. So if we're talking about college, yeah, it's really fun so far. Hopefully I can go to a college that had sports and stuff. A lot of games came out this year, last year, technically now, like Sparking Zero, as you can hear in the background, if you can, I can turn it up a little bit for you guys. As you can hear in the background, you hear Dragon Ball Z lo-fi hip-hop remix. And, you know, I'm a Dragon Ball nerd, and I love Dragon Ball, I love anime, you know?
Just been trying to find myself more, being more in touch with myself,
really learn about myself, learn about faith, learn about trials, learn about tribulation, and just preach and just give back to community again. It's really a good thing to really
give back to a community that you've been a part of for so long, but to find a new community. Though it's different, because I moved from out here.
It's all a little Catskill. It's like a
school where I've never heard of before in my life. So it's so different. It's so beyond bizarre, I should say. So bizarre. And it's just a different world. Things are open for longer. Like, I could get food. I guess I could say, instead of a teen, because, you know, our title at Clubhouse is the Queer Leaders. You're still my peer, but I guess I'm starting to grow into a young adult. And it's weird, because I like being a teen. I'm 19, if people did not know. I'm 19. This year, I'll be 20. And it's so weird, but I don't think anything will change, even though I get older. And it's really different, because it's cool, but it's a cool different, you know? And, yeah. After this, I don't know what I'll do. Maybe go to another college, because as of right now, I'm at a two-year. The goal is to go to a four-year, which would be really, really, really cool for me. And like, it's crazy, because, like, how long was I going? Like, maybe 4 months? 4 months, right? Straight, 4 months straight. Until I started trying to come back. And then I came back, and there were new faces. Like, I love seeing new faces in Clubhouse, because that's all it's really about at the end of the day. Trying to get the youth to be incorporated with us, so that way they learn. So that the way I got to learn, they can learn and have mentors and lead the next generation and be doctors or nurses or people who like to stream or play video games or even be the next generation of radio, you know? And it's just so crazy, because I've been on radio for so long that you guys have got to hear my voice develop, even though sometimes I was in the background, or I was host, or I was just out here and I didn't feel like talking that day. I was still there. I was still doing radio. So the fact that my voice and myself and my height and everything has gotten to grow with radio is just astounding. It's amazing. And again, if you're wondering who I am today, I am your host and sound engineer, DJ Sean Money. And you're listening to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and in Hudson. So, yeah, that's my little background about college and how my life is going. Even though I have some tough times and tribulations and trials, it's still fun. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I know my people got me. I know the ones above still watch me. And I know that to whoever you are, I hope my message reaches you. And I hope that no matter how many shows you listen to or how many times you scroll on TikTok or Instagram that, and you sit down in your car and you're listening or you're on your phone or you're on the website, I hope that my message can reach your heart, because it only takes that one step to get better or to do something that you never thought you would do before or get out of your comfort zone, you know? Because honestly, being awkward and being uncomfortable is a superpower. And, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone sometimes can make a new you or keep you. And it's our goal to take that uncomfortability
and make ourselves a new person at the end of the day. Again, Happy New Year. It's 2025. Excuse me. Y'all will be with me until 7. So, I hope you guys enjoy. I'm going to play some lo-fi. And then, after I'm done with this lo-fi, I got another song for y'all. And maybe 3 more, 4 more songs. We could get to what we'd rather. See you later.
You, I swear to God, you got that beat, you got that body, you got that long arms, fingers.
My legs to my shoulders and my chin like him. My waist and like him.
again, y'all. Y'all listen to Clubhouse Radio. What'd he say?
An affection.
Oh, 90.7 FM. Huh. We do nothing but turn up.
Forgive me.
For a while and time.
Hello.
Welcome
to Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting, Anchor, Catchco, and Hudson. I am your host and sound engineer, DJ Sean Money. As I said at the beginning of the show, we're going to play Would You Rather. You're halfway through, you know? Congrats if you stuck this long. congrats if you stuck this long. I'm very proud of you. You're very cherished. We're very grateful. I'm very grateful for you listening to me and taking the time to listen to me. And we ramble and rant about life and school and whatever. And listen to music. But to get into this, would you rather, though? Red side and blue side. I'm going to read the red side first. Sleep for 20 hours a day, but... oh, but have consistent nightmares. Or never sleep again, but feel perpetually exhausted. Or permanently exhausted, sorry. Honestly, these both are trash. I like sleep. How long are my nightmares? 20 hours. Say it to nightmares. Wow. 52.8%. I was reading at 52.8% voted for red. 52.8% voted for red. 47.2% voted for blue, which was never sleep again and have permanent nightmares, basically, or red, sleep for 20 hours every day but have consistent nightmares. Now for the second one. Eat spaghetti with ketchup for the rest of your life. Or never eat pasta again. Why would I? Like. People eat spaghetti with pasta? I mean, oh my goodness. I said pasta. People eat spaghetti with ketchup? Like tomato sauce? Like, you mean? Like, because if they're talking about, like, tomato sauce, sure, but if they're talking about ketchup, that's another thing, because ketchup and tomato sauce are two different things. Tomatoes, but two different things. Not gonna lie, I don't like ketchup. It's the vinegar for me. I don't like ketchup, but I like pasta. Ugh, I'm gonna go with eat pasta with ketchup for the rest of my life. 32.1% agreed with me, compared to never eat pasta again. 67.9% disagreed with me. That was the more popular vote. Let's change this a little fi. I don't like this one. It was a little sped up, but that's okay. Live in a world where birds are the only form of entertainment, or where live in a world where birds are the only form of existence, or where all birds extent, but technology is limitless. Limitless. I'm going with blue.
What are y'all picking?
So I'm gonna read them. Red. Eat only beans for the rest of your life. Or blue. Never eat beans again, but lose all your taste buds. One day I'm gonna be gassed, but on the other hand, I won't be able to taste anything. So, is there a point to this one? I'm gonna go with red. Anybody who picked blue, you're wrong. I'm sorry to tell you. 58.5 agreed with me, compared to blue, which was 41.5. Okay. Next one. Take a bubble bath in ice cold water every day. Or never take a bath again, but always smell like soap. I need to know. Are ice cold baths good for me? I need to know that first thing. Because I'm not going to be. Are ice cold cold bath
Are ice cold baths good for you? Ice cold bath can also, also known as cold water. Information therapy can have some health benefits, but also have risk on the other side. Here are some benefits, and then some, like risk. Physical recovery. Ice bath can help with muscle soreness, inflammation, and overall recovery after exercise. Okay. 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 So, what Google is saying is that if you have diabetes, you take ice bath to help with glucose levels. Did not know that. That's something I didn't know. However, here are some bad things. I skipped some of the things, but for the good parts. But I also I'm gonna skip some for the bad parts. You could go into cold shock for ice bath if you stay in it too long. Frostbite, depending on how cold it is. I'm assuming it's gonna be really cold. And cardiac. No. Okay. And it also, it could cause stress for the body. Okay. Cool. So it's a good thing, but if you stay in it for too long, it's a bad thing. Right? So I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna say take an ice cold bubble bath every day. Every day. Every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. Okay. Okay. Have the power to shock anyone with a touch, but never be able to hug again. Or be immune to all shock, but lose your sense of touch eternally. Never be able to hug. Does that really matter? Like, I'm losing touch regardless. Like, I get to keep my touch, so I'm going with red. People disagreed with me. 61 blue. Excuse me. 61 blue. 61.2 blue. I picked red, which was 38.8. Also, it is 6:41, so you're halfway. You're almost done. You're almost done with me. You know, you got to hear me rant. You got to hear me vibe. We're gonna stop. Would you rather? And we're gonna play this new Jake song. It's new. It's 3 weeks old. So I'm gonna play it. I haven't heard it. Where's my lo-fi? I haven't heard this song, so we're gonna play this, see how it goes, and yeah, come back, play, we're gonna come back and play Will You Click the Button? I watched one of my favorite YouTube crit, so I'm gonna play it for you guys. Yeah, see ya.
Eyes on the parade, don't turn around. Stay till the end. It's a sweet, soft serenade. Oh, what a sound. Play it again. When our worlds collide, you make me feel like I could fly. When our worlds collide, and I knew I was just like you from the moment you arrived. Oh, so let's light our bottle rockets, water balloons.
E-S-T-O-C-O-E-E. Yeah, ayy. You told me to love, I love him again. You told me to love, I love him again. Ah, you told me to love, I love him again. Oh, you told me to love, I love him again. Told me to love, I love till it hurts. When they be doing me dirt, thought they gon' do me the worst. They did to me what they did to you first. Father, forgive them, they blind. Father, just give them some time. That's all they need. They only see with their eyes. I can't be wasting my time. It's people to feed, it's people to lead. So many ready to receive. So many, so many, so many. So many ready to receive. It's real, real. I walk through the rain and hell. But if you don't think God is real, then you cannot fight by my side in the field. I told you I would help, but you didn't want to change for real. I can't destroy myself for you, cause I am not my tail. I tried to stop myself, sitting and seeing it's not gonna help. I'm raising the flag, I'm ringing the bell. It's time, I need that well. You knew before I fell. You picked me up when I took L's. You seen before I sell and got my way when life get real. Told me to love, I love till it hurts. When they be throwing me dirt, thought they gon' do me the worst. They did to me what they did to you first. Father, forgive them, they blind. Father, just give them some time. That's all they need. They only see with their eyes. I can't be wasting my time. It's people to feed, it's people to lead. So many ready to receive. So many, so many, so many. So many ready to receive. The thing that was holding me back and was holding me down. I hit some people that asked where the old me was, and I sat down in the ground. You see a king with a crown. I see a servant, he's serving the crowd. I try to pull up a wall in my past. I wouldn't let nothing out. You see me burning it down. You see me burning it down. Every emotion I had, kept it inside and I wanted it out. Wouldn't let anything in. Wouldn't let anything in. I ain't want nobody else to go on and do me the way that they did. World told me never do it again. World told me how to cut off a friend. World told me that ain't never your girl, homie. And that love is gon' hurt in the end. World told me to look out for myself. World told me never ask for help. World told me nah, you don't need no homies. You could go do it all by yourself. Hey, but I know the root is fear. Man could blind your vision, but God, his truth is clear. That's why I open the word, the Holy Spirit in my ear. You be wherever I'm at, when I'm in the booth, you hear. Told me to love, I love till it hurts. When they be doing me dirt, know they gon' do me the worst. They did to me what they did to you first. Father, forgive them, they blind. Father, just give them some time. That's all they need. They only see with their eyes. I can't be wasting my time. It's people to feed, it's people to lead. So many ready to receive. So many, so many, so many. So many ready to receive. See.
Love won't come from someone who don't want to see you thrive. So if his love is holding you down, that's not love, baby girl, that's pride. If he's holding you down inside, then love is something he won't provide. If he's holding you down inside, then love is something he won't provide. Love is patient, love is pure. Love isn't a game that people play when they're lonely or insecure. No, love is selfless, love is kind. Love is something you can only give if you want to see somebody shine. There isn't a thing I wouldn't do for you. I would bury my pride just to bear your fruits. If love is a verb, then let your actions show. Otherwise, you gotta let them go. And you should know that love won't come from someone who don't want to see you thrive. So if her love is holding you down, that's not love anymore.
the same time, if you need to be sad, I'm right here in your corner till the sadness passes, baby. I'd love to watch your dreams come true. I'll do what I have to do for you. But if it means that I'm watching from the side, girl, you're worthy of the glory. I just want to see you shine. Because your language and love is a tongue of the soul. When I tell you I love you, it means I will go to the ends of the earth just to water your rose. If I say I love you, it's because I know that won't come from someone who don't want to see you fight. So if their love is holding you down, that's not love anymore, that's pride. If they're holding you down inside, then love is something they won't provide. If they're holding you down inside, then love is something they won't provide. I say love won't come from someone who don't want to see you thrive. So if their love is holding you down, that's not love. So if their love is holding you down, that's not love, baby, good as pride.
Hello, 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 hi, hi, hi. What's up? It's your boy, DJ Sean Money, back. Again, you have 10 minutes with me. If you want to know what you're listening to, you listen to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM. Yeah, I'm going to see if I can call my host on air, because he had texted me and said, ice baths are good for you, but they're definitely not comfortable. Yeah, let's give him a call. Let's see. Start call. Yo, 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 you on air, what up?
Hello, everybody, it is I, DJ Cola, from home. I have a little bit of a cold, low fever, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good. No. I was tuning in for the show.
Now, what did you say about ice baths?
Ice baths, super good for you. Super good for, what's it called, recovering from workouts. You know that breathing thing I do before I work out?
Yeah.
It's actually kind of has the same effect.
Ah, because I looked it up and it said, I seen some bad things, like some good things, so I picked it. Yeah. But also, I decided, since you're actually on the phone, I decided to also play Will You Press the Big Red Button? I seen Markiplier play it on an old video. I thought I should give it a chance. Let's go. I'm going to read it off. You could tell me which one you want to pick.
All right. Let's do this.
You gain the ability to read minds, but every time you read minds, you make a ridiculous face. Will you click the big red button? And which one?
Yeah.
So which one are you picking?
I'm definitely pushing the button. That's hilarious.
So I'm gonna click the big red button.
Not only do you get to read minds,
right? You make a silly face.
Like, people are gonna be like, "Wait, you can read minds?" And then the face you make, it's just, it's amazing.
81% agreed with us, and 90% didn't agree, which is cool. Okay, where you press the big red button, you feel me? You become immortal, but only as long as the yearly aggressive temperature of the earth doesn't rise over 5 degrees.
I mean, with the way global warming is going.
So as long as it doesn't get over 5 degrees, you know, technically you're immortal.
That one day it just has bad weather, you die.
Yeah, right. Like, don't die, but you're no longer immortal. I'm going to say I'm not pressing the button.
Why do I have to get stabbed on such a hot day?
Only as long. like, what? Only as long as the yearly average temperature is. Wait, only if the yearly average temperature of the Earth doesn't rise by over 5 degrees. I'm not clicking it.
So, like, what happens if it does rise over 5
degrees? You're not immortal, apparently. Like, you're just not immortal. You live, you're just not immortal.
I don't know. Being immortal.
So that could be, like, every day.
You get to realize that you, like, watch all your loved ones kind of slowly pass away.
But then, like, think about it, right? That's, like, every day. When is it not over 5 degrees?
Yeah.
Like, when is the yearly average temperature on Earth? Isn't above 5 degrees.
You just happen to get, what's it called,
shot? Like, it's super cold out.
The thing is, negative 10 degrees, and you're like, let's go.
The thing is, right, the yearly temperature is always over 5 degrees. I'm pretty sure.
It might be talking about the increase.
Like, but I'm gonna say that I will not click the button. 50% agreed with me, 50% didn't. It was a 50-50 split.
Being immortal is overrated anyways.
Wow, this one is wow. Wow. If you could see this, you would laugh a little bit, but wow. You know, I don't know if you've listened to the show, but I was saying earlier I was trying to get more in tune with faith and God and stuff like that. But in just in general in life, throughout college and life and stuff, as I was ranting, this is crazy. You suffer for eternity in hell, but everyone on Earth spends eternity in heaven.
Huh. So that's just the ultimate selflessness.
Yeah, right? I haven't... So I get eternal damnation, but I save everybody in the world.
That's a tough one.
I've always wanted to be a superhero, so I guess I'm clicking the button. Wow. People are selfish. only 31% clicked the button. Wow, 69% did not.
Do I sound different at all than usual?
No.
Oh.
For me, at least, you know. No.
DJ Cola back in action, everybody.
Yeah, man. Hopefully the stream's picking you up.
Hopefully.
Because if not, I look like I'm talking to myself. If not, I look like I'm talking to myself. Well, yeah. Anyways. It was nice talking to you and hearing your voice. I'm going to wrap up. Anything you want to say before I hang up?
Make sure to do your taxes and wash your vegetables before you eat them.
Any New Year's resolutions you would want to say?
Be the best version of yourself. The only person you should compare yourself to is who you were yesterday.
Bars. Well, thank you for DJ Cola. Thank you for being on. I've been your host and Shine Engineer, DJ Sean Money. I'm going to hang up on him. We're going to go back to some music, and I'm going to split.
Have a good rest of your day, guys.
Thank you. So that was fun. Now we got to hear DJ Cola. What should I play? I'm going to end it off with this. See you later, guys. Have a nice day or night. Now you calling on my phone. I'm not in a mood. Back into my zone. Heard you hitting Lexi and Alicia and Fionn. Heard you hit up Kelly trying to keep it on the low. Should have never trusted you. I guess I should have known. Damn. I guess I should have known. And that's what makes me. It's been hard for me to eat, hard for me to breathe. Honestly, I barely even sleep no more. I need you to leave, Texas turning green. I don't wanna hear about you cheating no more. Started up as friends, I don't understand. How you leave me hanging after everything you said. Everything we had, like you're messing with my head. Now you got me twisting, got me turning in my bed. Looking at these street lights, I can't get no rest. I'm back on the east side, heard you on the west. And you used to ease my mind.
time I've been out stressed. Never thought you'd leave my side and now. I'm not afraid to